Dominion Energy spokesperson Aaron Ruby released the following statement on Friday, January 19th, regarding the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's approval of a limited notice to proceed for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline and Supply Header Project. Quote, "Today, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline and Supply Header Project received authorization from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to begin limited tree felling and vegetation clearing in areas planned for construction in 2018. Tree felling will begin in the coming days in West Virginia and Virginia, while activity in North Carolina will begin once we receive remaining state agency approvals. This work will only be done on properties where we've reached agreements with landowners. None of the work will be done in wetlands, near water bodies, or in other areas that require additional federal and state permits. We will, of course, notify all landowners before beginning activity on their property. Tree felling will continue through the end of March. All trees will remain along the right-of-way until we receive remaining state and federal approvals to clear trees and begin other construction work. Once we've received these approvals, we'll take the final step of requesting a notice to proceed with construction from FERC. We expect to receive all remaining approvals and a notice to proceed in time to begin construction in the early spring. It has been a lengthy and rigorous regulatory process over the last 3.5 years. More than a dozen state and federal agencies have thoroughly reviewed the project and left no stone unturned. We are now days away from beginning pre-construction work that will pave the way for full construction in the spring and completion of the project in late 2019. Unquote. The limited notice to proceed is available on the FERC website, ferc.gov. A link can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.